Since the dawn of time, mankind has embarked on an endless quest for knowledge. Now, the time has come for players to put their intellect to the test in the ultimate mental arena where only the most cerebral among us will emerge victorious. This is Literal Genius.
Yes, it is. Literal Genius is back here in the month of February. We had quite the match last week, guys. If you did not listen to last week's show, you're missing out because we had one of the closest contested trivia matchups ever in Literal Genius history. And I thought, you know what? It was so close. I'm bringing these two gentlemen back. Well, okay, I was going to do that anyway, but I'm even more excited to do it now. On my left, he can make himself vomit on command without using his fingers. It's Avery.
Hello.
Avery, inquiring minds want to know, how did you develop? This is, I mean, really, it's your own superpower. Okay, so, you know, be proud, be out there. How do you do it?
So, long story short, I saw someone else that knew how to do it online, and I just followed their advice, and it's pretty easy. We could all do it. You just treat your stomach like a third lung. You swallow that air, and then you kind of push it back up out. You'll usually carry some food with it.
And who says this show isn't educational? And on my right, he once hosted a private screening of It Comes at Night for William Friedkin, and let's just say the guy had a few notes. It's Nathan. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, better than Trey Edward Schultz after Friedkin watched his movie, I guess.
Riding high off the win. Amazing match last week, guys. Seriously, round one, fantastic. Round two, fantastic. Great face-off. And then Nathan all took was that one-point lead, and then you dominated round four. So you got to feel good, but you can't feel too confident. You know how close that was.
Yeah, Avery and I have been buds for like 12-ish years at this point, so we pretty much know everything that the other one knows.
All right, well, it's all going to come down to our mystery topic this week, so we got a brand new category to test you guys on. So I say, let's get right into it. We're going to start, as we always do, with round one, general knowledge categories. We got three of them coming right at you, and Avery, you're in pole position this week, so you get your first choice of the following topics. They are gaming franchise fixtures, ninja know-how, and all about Japan.
Well, we'll take gaming fixtures.
Gaming fixtures. There we go. Starting off with the first one. I like it. You guys know how this works by now. Six questions, 1 point for a correct answer, 1 point for a steal. And Avery, starting this one off with you. Question number one. This game, a launch title for the original Xbox, allows gamers to play as Spartan soldier Master Chief and is credited for revitalizing the first-person shooter.
What is Halo, Alex?
I'll accept Ken also, since he's the current host, but that's fine. Yeah. Halo's correct. 1 point over to you. Good start. Nathan, question number two. Featuring locales such as Los Santos and Vice City, this franchise reinvented itself in its third outing, causing it to be labeled the most offensive game of the year by GameSpy, and has had subsequent sequels banned in certain countries.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, what else could it be? Grand Theft Auto is correct. 1-1. Question number three, back to Avery. Avery, the survival horror series, originally titled Biohazard in Japan, launched in 1996 on the PlayStation, primarily set in and around Raccoon City.
My favorite game franchise of all time, Resident Evil.
Well, how about that, folks? See? Literal genius coming in perfect for you. Question number four. Nathan, considered an auteur of video games, Hideo Kojima is the brainchild behind this series that has spawned a seemingly endless number of sequels and contains the subtitle Tactical Espionage Action.
Metal Gear Solid.
Got a perfect category through question four. Love to see it. Question five, now back over to Avery, one of the most beloved franchises in all of gaming. The Legend of Zelda shocked its fans when its animation style switched to cel-shaded in this 2003 Nintendo GameCube title.
Windbreaker, I think.
That is not correct. Nathan, can you steal this one?
Probably not, but I'll say Ocarina of Time.
Now, we weren't breaking the wind. We were actually waking the wind. It was the Wind Waker. Wind Waker. All right. No problem. We're still tied up 2-2. And Nathan, you have a chance to end this category with the lead here. Question number six. Originally a 1987 release for the NES, This role-playing series has since created over 100 different games across all genres, containing subtitles such as Crystal Chronicles and Airborne Brigade.
Is that Final Fantasy?
That is Final Fantasy. All right, Nathan ends this category with the lead, 3-2. And Nathan, you got your pick of Ninja Know-How and All About Japan for our second category.
Let's do All About Japan.
All About Japan. Six more questions. We're going to the Far East. Nathan, we'll start with you. Question number one. With over 14 million residents, this capital city of Japan boasts the world's largest fish market, as well as its annual cherry blossom festival.
Is it Tokyo?
Yes, it is. Another point for Nathan. Very good. Nathan up now 4-2. Xavier, you can come back here a little bit. Question number two. The name of this Japanese electronics company, founded in 1946, who famously pioneered the Walkman, comes from the Latin word for sound.
Sony.
Took it from Sonos. Very good. Nathan up 4-3. Let's see if you can extend your lead a little bit. Question number three. The Way of Kami is the translation of this, the name of Japan's oldest religion, which has no known official founder and believes in many gods as well as the sacredness of all living things.
Jainism?
That is incorrect. Avery, can you steal it for a point?
Let's go Buddhism.
I'm sorry, Shintoism is what we were looking for. Shintoism, the Way of Kami. All right, after three questions, score is still 4-3 in favor of Nathan. But we're going to go over to Avery for question number four. One of the most famous anime films of all time, this 1988 movie, written and directed by Katsuhiro Otomo, brings us to a Neo-Tokyo, where we follow a teenage gang of bikers as they try to stop a rampaging psychic.
Akira?
Akira's correct. We're all tied up again, 4-4. As we move into question number five, Nathan, with an elevation of over 12,000 feet, this mountain, Japan's highest, is actually an active volcano, with its last recorded eruption on December 16th, 1707.
That is Fuji, not Fuji.
Love the apples, and I love the volcanoes too. All right, Nathan's now up 5-4. We'll see if you can tie it up, Avery, going into round two. Question number six, this traditional Japanese puppet theater, going back hundreds of years, typically retells stories of historical significance and features half life-size puppets operated by multiple puppeteers.
Japanese puppet time.
My favorite TV show, but unfortunately not the correct answer. Nathan, do you know this one?
I'm not sure if you're going for no or for kabuki, but I'll say kabuki.
I'm actually going for Bunraku. Puppet theater is Bunraku. Okay. Kabuki is something else, and no is kind of a movement. That's the theater geek in me talking, but Bunraku is the puppet theater. Overall, another solid round one. Nathan with 5 points, Avery with 4. We got All About Japan. We got Ninja Know-How. We got Gaming Franchise Fixtures. Wonder if you guys figured it out, but let's make it official. Here's the mystery topic of the week.
All I have ever known in my life, our land, our customs, my family, burns in the name of unification.
You are still a frog in a well who knows nothing of the sea. The oceans fill with new ships, but they all come from the same river. Greed.
And you, Will you continue down that river? Or choose another path beyond what we see?
And we must look for it together.
The battle between the Brotherhood and the Templars has spanned countless eras with the globe, and this time we're hopping back into the Animus and heading to feudal Japan with the release of Assassin's Creed Shadows. So to celebrate, we got 10 questions all about the world of Assassin's Creed. Questions get a little more difficult in round two, so you get 2 points for a correct answer, 1 point for a steal, and we've reactivated your modifiers, your minus ones, your take twos, your plus threes. You guys know how it goes at this point. So we're going to jump into round two with the world of Assassin's Creed Shadows, and Avery, we're starting things off with you. Question number one. The Assassin's Creed games brings players through various periods of history and allows them to interact with many historical figures, including this Renaissance artist whose winged flying machine you commandeer in Assassin's Creed 2.
Leonardo da Vinci.
And you said it in an Italian way. He even did the finger gesture with his hands on the video. That's correct. 2 points for Avery. You're now in the lead, 6-5. And we're going to Nathan. Question number two. The developers behind Assassin's Creed Unity were able to assist in the rebuilding of this French cathedral after it caught fire in 2019 due to it having been previously scanned for its appearance in the game.
That's funny. Is it Notre Dame?
Yeah, no French accent on that one, but, you know, I'll still give it 2 points anyway. Nathan now up 7-6, going back and forth. I like it. Avery, over to you. Question number three. A more recent entry into the video game movie pipeline. This actor, known for playing everything from Magneto to Steve Jobs, portrayed Aguilar de Nerja in the Assassin's Creed light-action film.
Michael Fassbender.
He does it all, doesn't he? 2 points for Avery. Very good. Question number four, over to Nathan, now better known for her voiceover work in Disney's Frozen films. This actress of Veronica Mars and Nobody Wants This fame voiced Lucy Stillman in the three original Assassin's Creed titles.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell's correct. That's 2 more points for Nathan. Almost halfway through question... round two, rather, with question number five. Avery, Assassin's Creed has the honor of being the highest-selling franchise for its publisher, Ubisoft. Directly behind it is something very different. This rhythm game series that has sold over more than 80 million copies.
Dance Dance Revolution?
That's incorrect. Nathan, can you steal us?
I would like to use my take two modifier.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to say Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
And unfortunately, both of those are incorrect. Just Dance is what we were looking for, gentlemen.
Just Dance.
Just Dance is the Ubisoft super title. All right, good use of a modifier, respected, but didn't work out this time. No problem. We're halfway through round two. Let's check the score. Nathan's still up by 1, 9 points to Avery's 8. I'm going to stick with Nathan for question number 6. Prolific voice actor Nolan North portrayed Desmond Miles, one of the protagonists of the Assassin's Creed series, adding to his repertoire of other video game mainstays such as Hades in God of War and Penguin in the Batman Arkham series, as well as David in this post-apocalyptic action-adventure title, considered one of the greatest games of its generation.
Last of Us?
Last of Us is correct for 2 more points for Nathan. Extending his lead 11-8. Avery's shaking his head, he doesn't like it. But he can come back here. Question number 7. The voice recording for the pirate-themed Assassin's Creed Black Flag was unique due to the development team bringing in larger groups of men to recreate these types of songs, a favorite of seafarers.
Sea shanties.
That's more like it. 2 more points for Avery. Only 1 point separating them again. Going back to Nathan for question number 8. The soundtrack to a vast majority of the Assassin's Creed series was composed by Jesper Kidd, a prolific composer also responsible for soundtracks for the Hitman series and this action shooter space western series of games?
Mass Effect?
Mass Effect is incorrect. Avery, can you steal it for a point?
Destiny?
I'm sorry, we're looking for Borderlands. Borderlands. Yep. Just had the movie too, Borderlands. All right, we're still remaining our same score. Nathan, 11 to 10. But Avery, we're going to you for question number 9, so you can go ahead here. Ezio Auditore, the protagonist of many Assassin's Creed games, also made an appearance as a bonus character in the 5th incarnation of this fighting game series, who has also added Link, Darth Vader, and God of War's Kratos to the roster at various times.
Soul Calibur.
I think Avery just took the lead, folks. 12 to 11, rather. And we got one more question to decide who goes into the face-off ahead. Nathan, question number 10. Creating something of an Ubisoft gaming universe. In Assassin's Creed Black Flag, players discover that these titles take place in the same world as this other popular open-world series that follows a team of hackers who slowly get embroiled in the underworld of corrupt companies and crime bosses.
Is that Watch Dogs?
That is Watch Dogs. Very good way to end round two. Nathan goes up only by one. And again, I feel like history's repeating itself a little bit here. Nathan had 13, Davery's 12, as we head in to the face-off. Your category: Assassin's Creed locales. So, gentlemen, aside from any locations featured in Assassin's Creed Shadows, I am looking for the modern-day name of any country it is possible to visit in any of the released Assassin's Creed titles. These include countries accessible to the main story, DLC, and multiplayer. You may not necessarily think so at first, but the Assassin's Creed series has been globetrotting for a while, as there are over 30 countries on this list. Any modern-day name of a country that you can access in any of the Assassin's Creed titles. Avery, we're starting with you this time.
Italy.
I mean, he did the voice, you know, how can he not start with Italy?
Oh, Italia.
Thank you. Now you get the point. That's what I was waiting for. Nathan.
Sweden?
Sweden not on this list. There's no Assassin's Creed Sweden quite yet. I'm sure they're getting to it. So here's the situation. We are currently tied, 13 apiece. Avery, if you give me one more correct answer, we end the face-off now, and you go into the final round in the lead. Can you do it?
China?
Yes, you can. China is correct. All right. A little bit of a different face-off than last time, but that's totally fine. A little bit of this round, even if you're not an Assassin's Creed fan, this is a little bit of just a guess-a-country round. But really, with Assassin's Creed, they've gone all over. We started in the Middle East, so even looking for current-day names for countries, you could have said Pakistan, you could have said Greece, you could have said Egypt, we were there with Assassin's Creed Origins, could have said Afghanistan. Really, the secret to this category, if you really want to go all the way, was in Assassin's Creed Black Flag. They were going through the Caribbean, so all the island countries were all the ones that were going to give you. You got the Cayman Islands, the British Virgin Islands, you went down to Belize and Brazil, you even went to Sao Tome and Principe. Then, of course, we got Spain, we got Syria, you got the United States when we went over to the New World, you got Assassin's Creed in the UK, and then probably most obscure on this list, I was wondering if we were going to get to, you got Italy, but you also got Vatican City, its own country, Vatican City, technically. A lot of Assassin's Creed.
The Viking one, so that's why I went north.
Yeah, no, they didn't make their way all the way to Sweden quite yet, but like I said, no one in Assassin's Creed, we're getting to it pretty soon. All right,
so well-traveled.
Avery, you know what this means? We got one more category that we didn't get to in round one, and that's Ninja Know-How, and we're going to supersize it to genius-level trivia. And you, sir, have a decision to make. You watched Nathan go through it last time, so you know the power that he had, and now you, sir, have that power. I bet it feels great. You know what you got to choose? You can take on Ninja Know-How yourself. You only need 2 out of 3 of our genius level questions to lock in your win. Tie us up for the month of February. Or if you think this is not going to be your category, or you know it's not going to be Nathan's, you can force him to answer all 3 in order to steal the win from you. What are you thinking?
Well, Nathan last time said he likes to lose on his own terms, but I don't, so I'm going to give it to him.
Ooh, he's throwing it over to you, Nathan. How are you feeling right now?
Well, like you just said, I like to lose on my own terms, so this is great.
All right, so we got 3 genius level questions in Ninja Know-How. Nathan, they're coming to you right now. Question number 1. Known as Sasuke in Japan and featuring multiple rounds of various obstacle courses, this reality competition show that has spawned sequels across the globe is known by this name in English-speaking countries.
Is it American Ninja Warrior?
In America, it is. Yeah, that's correct. Ninja Warrior is fine. All right, 1 down, 2 to go. Question number 2. Considered to have a violent connotation by censors in the UK, the word ninja in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles name was changed to this in England, hoping it would convey a more positive message for younger viewers.
This is one I definitely know, so when you tell me that I'm wrong, I'll feel extra bad, but...
That's what Avery is hoping for.
Let's go with fighter.
How about Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles?
Right,
congratulations, right. Avery, you did it. That is revenge served cold. I like it. Again, a 1-point difference out of the face-off. Very well done, gentlemen. This is how you play a trivia competition. We are all tied up for the month of February, which means we're deciding it with next week's category. Whatever it is, but we'll find out then. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as always. If you guys want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/literalgeniuspodcast. It doesn't cost a whole lot to produce the show, but it costs a little bit, and it always helps offset the cost a little bit. Never want you to donate if it's in any way financial hardship, but we do appreciate the support. If you want to support us non-monetarily, you can go to iTunes, or I've been podcasting for 2 hours, it's not iTunes anymore, it's Apple Podcasts. Go to Apple Podcasts, or go to Spotify, wherever you listen to the show, give us a 5-star rating or review, or tell your trivia loving friends about Literal Genius. That wraps up for us this week. We will be back to close out this very tightly contested round of trivia between the two gentlemen for the month of February. Next week, we'll talk to you guys then.